Please turn in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It's good to see all of you here today. If you are visiting here from the community, we're glad that you're here. If you're traveling through or have family here, we're just thankful that you are our guests here and you've come to worship and serve our God together. This is the time that we've set aside to study God's Word and to encourage and build up each other through the preaching of the Bible. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14, we read these words from the Apostle Paul. "We urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone." I love that verse, especially when we think about brotherly love, because it challenges us to be mindful of the different approaches that we have to different scenarios among us. There might be someone who is so deeply involved in sin that they need a stern rebuke. And he says, admonish that person, admonish the unruly. But there might be someone else who is faint-hearted, that they're discouraged, they need comfort, and so they need encouragement. They need someone to come alongside them, not to give them a rebuke, but to help them, to show that someone cares for them. Still, other people might just be weak. They might be a new Christian, or maybe they're not so new Christian, but they are a babe in Christ still. They haven't grown, and so they need help. And so we're told in this passage to be mindful of the different scenarios among us, and we need to be wise. We need to be discerning about what each other needs. But above all, he says, be patient with everyone. Depending on how the specifics pan out, the specific things that each of us need, whether we are the unruly, whether we are the faint-hearted, whether we are the weak, we're told to be patient with each other. And this is the guiding principle. Love is an order in every situation. But this morning I want to focus on the first of these, admonishing the unruly. This, I think, is one of the most challenging aspects of brotherly love. Admonishing, though, one another. The word admonish just means to offer a stern rebuke or a stern warning, a reproof. And in the context here, the word unruly, I think, refers to this group of people within the Thessalonian congregation who have decided that they're going to stop working and they become lazy and they just start gossiping around about one another and about the community that they live in. You can turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and see that Paul uses that same word. He identifies that same group of people and that the congregation needs to withdraw from them if they continue and persist in this. But here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul tells the congregation to admonish these individuals because they are destroying themselves and the congregation because of their sin. So I got to thinking, how do we do that as brothers and sisters in Christ? How do we learn to both give admonishment in a brotherly love way, but also to receive admonishment in a loving way? So this morning, I hope that this lesson prepares us for those times. Those times have come. Those times have come in periods in our lives. Maybe you've been on the receiving end. Maybe you've been on the giving end. And chances are they will come in the future. So we need to make sure that we know how to do that and we prepare for it when it is needed. But first of all, I want to just make the simple point that family love sometimes requires correction. That if we love each other as brothers and sisters, then this is what we'll do for one another. Just want to look at three passages that will illustrate this. The first is in Proverbs chapter 27. Proverbs chapter 27. Beginning in verse 5, we're going to read 5 and 6. It says here, "Better is open rebuke than love that is concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful are the kisses of an enemy." I think these passages tell us that the kind of friend that is the best friend is the one who's going to tell you what you need to hear, not to hurt you, not just because they want to harm you, but because they love you. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. Are we willing to wound each other for a moment so that we can heal, so that we can build up one another? The worst kind of friend, the worst kind of brother in Christ or the sister in Christ is the one who's just going to kind of pass over our sins and who's going to overlook them and not try to help us, not try to encourage us. So, of course, we want those kinds of